When I married Haldor Lackness for Sam B. I watched the froth go down and the yellow liquid rise to meet it. I twisted the glass around and it tipped over and spilled on his arthritic knee. I looked to the side and didn't apologize. His beautiful bony fingers flicked off the foam in separate particles as if it was incidental lint he had finally noticed. The decision is yours now. He rubbed the liquid into his pant leg. I sighed. Either decision I make will kill something. And so, you want to hang in this ether land forever? Yes. And if I pulled your hair, and if I scalded your mouth, and if I made a teepee of birch billets with you in the center, look at me. No. He went away. Next night, the phone rang. I'll meet you at Glacier and First Point. You must be exact. I'll be there for 3 evenings. For 3 nights, I wore myself ragged, but couldn't find where. Friday evening, the doorbell rang. He handed me 2 books by Axel Sandemos. I put my fingers exactly where his warm fingerprints still lingered on the top book and closed the door. I read and waited. There was a tidal wave, and a woman went from window to window with a candle in her hand as her house floated out the bay. They rescued her in St. Lawrence. When you are ready, if ever, light your own candle. 2 years later, my hand shook as I held the match. His hair had grayed around the temples, and he crippled shyly.